Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani. My name is Ram Goldar. And today, Mezach Shavuos, Daf Chav Ches, the third parak, Shavuos Shtayim. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rava said that if one swore not to eat a particular loaf, and he ate it, then if a kazayis of it remains, he can request to annul the shvuah, but not if he ate the entire loaf. Two interpretations are given. Number one, the case is one who swore, shvuah ochal, that I will not eat this loaf. Although eating the first kazayis already violates the shvuah, he can still annul the shvuah if a kazayis remains because migud mahanile she'el kazayis basra, since the request for a heter is effective for him for the final kazayis, mahanile she'el nami al kazayis kama, the request is also effective retroactively for him for the first kazayis, although it no longer exists. Number two, the case is one who swore shvuah chalena, that I will not eat it. Although he does not violate the shvuah before eating the entire loaf, he cannot annul the shvuah if less than a kazayis remains, because only a kazayis is chashvah sushui ala, significant enough to request a heter for it. A maimar holds he can annul the shvuah even after eating the entire loaf. The shvuah's impact is still relevant since its consequence, either carbon or malchus, remains to be fulfilled, so it can be annulled. Point number two, Rava discusses one who swore shvuah shvuah ochal kikar zu im ochal zu, a note that I will not eat this loaf if I eat that loaf, whereby one is the iser, the potentially forbidden loaf, and the other is the tanai, the conditional loaf whose eating triggers the shvuah. The shvuah comes into effect when he eats one of the loaves. Therefore, if he forgot the shvuah at that time, the shvuah is void because the requirement of ha'adam b'shvuah is not fulfilled. Rava discusses four cases. Number one, if he ate the tanai having forgotten the shvuah and the iser while remembering it, he's pater from malchus since the shvuah did not take effect. The same applies if he ate the iser b'shogeg and then the tanai b'mezid. Number two, if he ate the tanai b'mezid and then the iser b'shogeg, the shvuah took effect when he ate the tanai and he's chai for a carbon for eating the iser. Number three, if he ate both b'shogeg, he is pater since the shvuah was void. And number four, if he ate both b'mezid, then if he ate the tanai first, he receives malchus for subsequently eating the iser. If he ate the iser first, he would receive malchus according to the opinion that hasra safek, a doubtful warning, is valid since it was unknown if he would later eat the tanai. And point number three, Avimi asks his brother Eifa, if one swears twice falsely that he did not eat, what is the halacha? Eifa answered that he's only chayv once, since a second shvuah cannot take effect after a first. Avimi replied, Ishtabasht, you're mistaken. The first shvuah was immediately false and no longer exists and does not invalidate the second shvuah. Avivi then asks about one who first swore not to eat 9 figs, then swore not to eat 10 figs. Eifa said he's chai for both shvuos because they're not identical, but again, Avivi said he was mistaken because itesha lo achil, esu lo achil. If he cannot eat 9, he cannot possibly eat 10. Since violating the second shvuah necessitates violating the first, the second shvuah is redundant and is ineffective. Finally, Avivi asks about one who swore not to eat 10 figs and then swore not to eat 9. Eifa answered he's only chayv once. Avimi again said he was mistaken because the first shvuah still allows him to eat 9. Thus, the second shvuah prohibits something new and takes effect. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rava said that if one swore not to eat a particular loaf and he ate it, then if a kazayis of it remains, he can request to annul the shvuah, but not if he ate the entire loaf. Two interpretations are given. Number one, the case is one who swore shvuah ochal, that I will not eat this loaf. Although eating the first kazayis already violates the shvuah, he can still annul the shvuah if a kazayis remains because migud mahanile she'el kazayis basra, since the request for a heter is effective for him for the final kazayis, mahanile she'el nami al kazayis kama, the request is also effective retroactively for him for the first kazayis, although it no longer exists. Number two, the case is one who swore shvuah chalena, that I will not eat it. Although he does not violate the shvuah before eating the entire loaf, he cannot annul the shvuah if less than a kazayis remains, because only a kazayis is chashvah sushui ala, significant enough to request a heter for it. A maimar holds he can annul the shvuah even after eating the entire loaf. The shvuah's impact is still relevant since its consequence, either carbon or malchus, remains to be fulfilled, so it can be annulled. Point number two, Rava discusses one who swore shvuah shvuah ochal kikar zu im ochal zu, a note that I will not eat this loaf if I eat that loaf, whereby one is the iser, the potentially forbidden loaf, and the other is the tanai, the conditional loaf whose eating triggers the shvuah. The shvuah comes into effect when he eats one of the loaves. Therefore, if he forgot the shvuah at that time, the shvuah is void because the requirement of ha'adam b'shvuah is not fulfilled. Rava discusses four cases. Number one, if he ate the tanai having forgotten the shvuah and the iser while remembering it, he's pater from malchus since the shvuah did not take effect. The same applies if he ate the iser b'shogeg and then the tanai b'mezid. Number two, if he ate the Tanai b'mezid and then the Iser b'shogeg, the Shvua took effect when he ate the Tanai and he's chai for a carbon for eating the Iser. Number three, if he ate both b'shogeg, he is pater since the Shvua was void. And number four, if he ate both b'mezid, then if he ate the Tanai first, he receives malchus for subsequently eating the Iser. If he ate the Iser first, he would receive malchus according to the opinion that Hasra Safek, a doubtful warning, is valid since it was unknown if he would later eat the Tanai. And point number three, Avimi asks his brother Eifa, if one swears twice falsely that he did not eat, what is the halacha? Eifa answered that he's only chayv once, since a second shvua cannot take effect after a first. Avimi replied, Ishtabasht, you're mistaken. The first shvua was immediately false and no longer exists and does not invalidate the second shvua. Avimi then asked about one who first swore not to eat 9 figs, then swore not to eat 10 figs. Eifa said he's chai for both shvuas because they're not identical, but again, Avimi said he was mistaken because itesha lo achil, esu lo achil. If he cannot eat 9, he cannot possibly eat 10. Since violating the second shvua necessitates violating the second shvua is redundant and is ineffective. Finally, Avimi asked about one who swore not to eat 10 figs and then swore not to eat 9. Eifa answered he's only chayv once. Avimi again said he was mistaken because the first shvua still allows him to eat 9. Thus, the second shvua prohibits something new and takes effect. All right, so now we go to the siman of Daf Chav Ches, and our standard siman is a strong man. Koach, a strong man. So here goes. At the gym, the strong man got a hetter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, while his health-conscious gym buddy grunted through a double shvua, swearing off 9 donuts and then swearing not to eat 10. Once again, slow motion. At the gym, the strong man, that must be on Dav Chav Ches, Koach. At the gym, the strong man got a hetter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, which reminds us, on the previous Dav, Rava said that if one swore not to eat a particular loaf, and he ate it, then if a kazai of it remains, he can request to annul the shvua, but not if he ate the entire loaf. Two interpretations are given, the first one being, the case is one who swore shlo achal, that I will not eat this loaf. Although eating the first kazais already violates the shvua, he can still annul the shvua if a kazais remains, because since the request for a heter is effective for him for the final kazais, the request is also effective retroactively for him for the first kazais, although it no longer exists. So at the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, which reminds us, Rava discusses one who swore at Shvua Shalal Chal Kikrzu, Imo Chal Zu, a note that I'll not eat this loaf if I eat that loaf, whereby one is the Iser, the potentially forbidden loaf, and the other is the Tanai, the conditional loaf whose eating triggers the Shvua. The Shvua comes into effect when he eats one of the loaves. Therefore, if he forgot the Shvua at that time, the Shvua is void because the requirement of Ha'adam B'Shvua is not fulfilled. Rava discusses 4 cases. So at the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, while his health-conscious gym buddy grunted through a double shvua, swearing off 9 donuts and then swearing not to eat 10, which reminds us, Avimi asked about one who swore not to eat 10 figs and then swore not to eat 9. Eifa answered he's only chayv once. Avimi said he was mistaken because the first shvua still allows him to eat 9. Thus, the second shvua prohibits something new and takes effect. So once again, at the gym, the strong man got a heter from his rabbi for eating a high-carb loaf he had sworn off, since a kazai still remained, then swore not to eat one loaf if he ate another, while his health-conscious gym buddy grunted through a double shvua, swearing off 9 donuts and then swearing not to eat 10. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Chav Dalet, so the simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The man who was liable to a chattis for eating nevela from a pitcher. Pitcher? That must be on Daf Chav Dalet, kud. The man who was liable to a chattis for eating nevela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bama Elav, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rabbi Yochanan explained that a shvua not to eat nevelas took effect because he included permitted items in the shvua using the principle of Isser Kolel. Reish Lakish rejected Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation because he holds Isser Kolel only applies to Isser Habama Elav, with a prohibition which comes by itself, meaning a standard Isser imposed by the Torah, for example, Yom Kippur, which imposes a second prohibition on eating Nevela along with permitted items. But Be'isra Ba'al Yidei Atzma, with a prohibition which comes about through the man himself, such as a Shvua, where the person creates the Isser, the principle of Isser Kolel does not apply. So the man who is liable to a chatas for eating the vela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bameilav, and violated again via an Isser Mosiv when he ate the vela he had made Hekdush, sitting in a second pitcher, which reminds us, Tanaim argue about Isser Kolel, a more inclusive prohibition, where the second Isser prohibits more items than the first, such as eating on Yom Kippur, if that second Isser takes effect on items already prohibited, such as Nevela. Rav explains the opinion who does hold that Isser Kol takes effect on the first prohibition. Midi dahave a Isser Mosiv. It's similar to a more expansive prohibition, where the second Isser adds to the prohibition already on this item, meaning forbidden food becoming prohibited, even in benefit. So the man who is liable to a chatzis for eating the vela from a pitcher on Yom Kippur, since it's an Isser Kolel, a Bameilav, and violated again via an Isser Mosif when he ate the vela he had made Hekdush, sitting in a second pitcher, was surprised to learn that an Isser Kolel even applies with an Isser Abal Yidei Atzmo, when his friend who swore not to eat figs, and then swore not to eat figs and grapes, ate figs from a pitcher and violated both oaths, which reminds us, Rav said that according to the opinion who holds of Isser Kolel, if one swears not to eat figs, and then swears not to eat figs and grapes, migu dechayla anavim chal namia te'enim, since the Shua takes effect regarding grapes, it also takes effects on figs, so eating figs would transgress both Shuos. The Gemara asks that this seems obvious and explains that one might have thought, as Reish Lakish held, that the second Isser only takes effect with an Isser which comes by itself, but not with an Isser abba me'atzmo, a prohibition which comes through the man himself, so Rav taught, this isn't so. Daf Chav Hei, so the Simur Daf Chav Hei is the 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary. Things went from bad to worse at the 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary. 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary? That must be more Daf Chav Hei. Things went from bad to worse at the 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary Party, when the husband first tried to please his wife by making a shvua that he'll not fall asleep while she's talking to him, which reminds us that shvua's bitui even applies to dvarim she'ein behem mamash, matters which have no substance. The mission provides examples of this principle. One who swears she'ishan that I'll sleep, or I will not sleep, or already did or did not sleep, which is intangible. So things went from bad to worse at the 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary Party, when the husband first tried to please his wife by making a shvua that he'll not fall asleep while she's talking to him, and then swore to her that pony threw her gift ring into the sea, which reminds us, if someone falsely swore, Shazark pony tzorol yum, that pony threw a stone into the sea or did not, Rav says it obligates a carbon, since this shvua can be made belav vehein, both in the negative and in the positive form. Shmuel says he's putter because leisa bilahaba, it lacks a valid future form, since swearing pony will or will not throw a stone is a shvua shav, a vain shvua, since that person's actions are out of his control. So, things went from bad to worse at the 25th Silver Wedding Anniversary Party, when the husband first tried to please his wife by making a shvua that he'll not fall asleep while she's talking to him, and then swore to her that pony threw her gift ring in the sea, that even the aiding that he tried to bring refused to testify, falsely swearing b'mezi that they didn't see anything. Which reminds, the Gemara explains why the Torah created a category of shvuos ha'edus, which is included in shvuos bitui. According to Shmuel, it's understood why the Torah created a new category of shvuos ha'edus, because since it lacks a future form, one cannot swear that he will or will not know testimony, it would not obligate a carbon without this pasuk. According to Rav, the Gemara answers that the Torah taught this category, which does not save an elam and his sin was concealed from him, in contrast to other karbanos, to teach that shvuos ha'edus is uniquely liable for a carbon, even b'mezi. Daf Chavav, so the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. When two soldiers from the military coup, that must be more on Daf Chavav. When two soldiers from the military coup made a shavua while arguing over maneuvers done in the past, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an explanation of the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, if a shavua's bitui is also liable for the past. So when two soldiers in the military coup made a shvua while arguing over maneuvers done in the past, each swearing that the general had instructed them to do it their way, which reminds us, a braisa darshans the juxtaposition of the words adam shvua, a person in an oath, implying he is fully cognizant of his shvua, which teaches pratwa anus, to exclude one who faultlessly swore falsely because he thought he was swearing the truth. An example is given from an incident of Rav Kahana Ravasi, who disagreed about what Rav had said in a shir, and each swore Shuasa Dahachi Amar Rav, an oath that Rav said this way. When Rav later told them who was correct, the other asked if he had sworn falsely. Rav told him, your heart compelled you to swear, and you mistakenly believed you were swearing truthfully. So, when two soldiers in the military coup made a shvua, while arguing over maneuvers done in the past, each swearing that the general had instructed them to do it their way, a third soldier who was thinking about making a shvua was not bound by it because He never verbalized it, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Gamar Bolibo, even if one decided in his mind to swear, Sarik Shiyotzi Besvasav, he must express it with his lips for it to be effective, because the Pasuk says, Levate Besvasaim, uttering with his lips. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo, so here goes. At the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos, when the band leader made a shvua, kaimas a mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nishba Levatos a mitzvah, if one swore to violate a mitzvah, and he did not, he's exempt from shvua's bitui liabilities. If one swore a kayim to fulfill a mitzvah, and did not, it's a malchokas tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Masera, if he's chayav. So at the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos, when the band leader made a shvua kaimitz a mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, one man spotted a cake foot and made two back-to-back kazoo-blown oaths not to eat it, shul ochal ugazu shul ochalena, which reminds the Gemara explains the difference between shvua shul ochal and shvua shul ochalena. Rava said, the one who swears shvua shul ochal kikrazu, an oath that I will not eat this loaf, is chayv as soon as he eats a kazayis, which is the standard eating shiur. But one who swears shvua shul ochalena, a note that I will not eat it, is chayv only for eating the entire loaf. Therefore, if he first swore, I will not eat it, and then swore, I will not eat the loaf, the first only prohibits eating its entirety, and the second prohibits even a kazais, and is therefore effective. So, at the kazoo parade where kids blew their kazoos, when the band leader made a shvua, a kaimitz a mitzvah, but did not fulfill it, one man spotted a cake float and made two back-to-back kazoo blown oaths not to eat it, shvua ocha ugazu, shvua ochalena, only to learn that if he gets a heta for the first shvua, the second one still buzzes into effect, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah discussed one who made three successive shvuas, when the same law can be taught with two shvuas. It answers that the extra case teaches, chiyuva hu deleika, there's no liability for the redundant shvua, but the shvua is there and not void, so that if he later finds a space to take effect, it takes effect. Rava taught the nafka mina is that if he requests a heter for the first shvua, the second takes effect on him in its stead. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn about one who makes successive shvuas, and then if he gets a heter for the first shvua, the second one takes effect? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss one annulling a shvua after eating the forbidden loaf? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 3. Which of the going that Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibra Echad Nemru teaches a woman's obligation in Kiddush? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 4. Which stuff to discuss if someone swears Shazark Poni Tzroh L'Yam, that someone threw a stone into the sea, whether he's Chayav a carbon? That's on Daf Chaf Hey. Good. Number 5. Which stuff to discuss one taking a shvua that he'll not eat this loaf if he eats that loaf? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss how much one has to eat if they swear not to eat afar? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn the second opinion that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shvua Sheker and Shav are both about the past? That's on Daf Chaf Olav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss one swearing not to eat 9 figs and then not to eat 10 or the reverse? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that a shvua must be verbally expressed? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss why the Torah created a category of shvua se'edus, which is included in shvua's bitui? That's on Daf Chav Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.